First decision of the morning. A creamy mocha frappuccino drink? Or will we ease into the day with a sweet vanilla? Maybe a smooth caramel? Ooh, what about that white chocolate mocha? No matter which flavor you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Better coffee starts a better day. Start with bottled Starbucks frappuccino drinks. Pick up a bottle near you wherever you buy your groceries.
Uh-oh, the last cookie.
You can get a new box of cookies in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Are you my guilty self-conscience?
No, I'm the voice offering you promo code EXPRESS for free delivery on your first order.
Hey, who ate my cookies?
You mean, these cookies?
Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Promotion valid for first Express delivery order. $50 minimum subject to availability. Restrictions apply.
Ray Foley.
Black Jagger. Hey, Ireland. How are ya? Moves like Jagger, Christina Aguilera. Room 5. Yeah, I'm Room 5. Today, FM Radio. Good afternoon. Text and WhatsApps on our usual number, 0874-100-102. Everyone loving. Do you know what it was when we went off air earlier on? It was a moment for reflection, a moment for mindfulness. A little moment in your day for a little pause.
You actually went into the isolation chamber to do a bit of mindfulness, actually. Fair play to you.
I went in just for a little. That's, do you know what? That's what? Why it went. It was. I was like, I went in. They're opening the door. I'm going into the chamber.
It's important to care for yourself.
Self-care is so important.
Self-love is the best love.
I'll take your word for it. So, just that's what we were doing for you here on Today FM, just giving you a few moments for reflection, for some deep breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth.
It's an occasional feature. Sometimes we don't know when we're going to decide to do it, but today we decided to last minute to do it.
As soon as we shut down the radio station, there's dead air. That's the moment in your day when you should go, oh, this is when Ray and JP want me to just practice a little bit of mindfulness and a little bit of Zen. Your moment of Zen, randomly brought to you by Today FM Radio. It's your roll call. I'm Ray Foley. This is JP. I just heard from Paula that it's National Cocktail Day. National Cocktail Day. Well, I'll drink to that. So I'm on show, also enjoying the show with a cocktail sausage in hand from James. Cocktail sausage in hand. Would you not have it on a little pointy stick, a little cocktail sausage stick rather than in your hand?
Depends how hot it is, I suppose.
The stick or the sausage? Hi, Ray. We're here, two hardest workers in the council, Brian and Mike Bigfoot in Limerick. All right, lads. And on show, Ray, I've got the puffy jacket and the long johns on because apparently I have to dress like it's the ice age until May, from Jenny in Galway. No, Jenny, this is not what I was saying yesterday. It was just, you just don't go completely nudie or naked wearing shorts. I saw another man today wearing sort of like a vest type situation and shorts and runners walking down the street in the sunshine. Now, it wasn't that warm. It's not that warm around.
We have a work colleague. Ooh. A male work colleague.
Ooh.
Who's wearing shorts today.
I've not seen him.
He's been sat at his desk for the last while, so you haven't seen his
That's
legs.
Why I haven't noticed.
Yeah. He was getting sort of wolf whistles in the office earlier on. I thought it was out of order.
It's got to be Dempsey.
He's got stopped whistling after
He's got the best legs in Today FM,
he
it's got to be said.
Those thighs.
Oh. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Do you remember that scene from James Bond, Famke Janssen?
No, but go on.
Where she nearly strangled him with the thighs.
Oh, yes.
Dempsey could do that to you if he wanted to.
Yeah. Honor Top was her name, wasn't it? Ian Dempsey is the Honor Top of this broadcasting organisation. Do you want to know about our breakaway giveaway?
Yes, please.
Dunadry Hotel and Gardens, a 4-star luxury venue. It's nestled, JP. Much like your neck between Ian Dempsey's thighs. Nestled on the banks of this.
Who's got the better view?
I tell you, Dunadry, 100%. nestled on the banks of the 6 Mile River in the heart of County Antrim. It's close to Belfast International Airport, easily accessible to Belfast City. If you've not had a look at the website, go and Google it. Dunadry, D-U-N-A-D-R-Y. You've got 72 luxurious bedrooms in a historic building. It was once a linen mill. It looks beautiful. Picturesque is the word. River garden, garden walks. It's the home to the iconic Peace Tree. We've got a weekend break away, 2 nights B&B, 2 dinners as well. If you want to get in to win, I'm going to win this for you. We're going to play our game, and our exciting Antrim-based quiz. All you got to do if you want to get in to win, text Antrim. How about that today? Antrim. Along with your name and where you're from, 087-4100-102. Antrim, along with your details. And I'll win you this prize on Today FM in just a few minutes. Ireland, crank it up for the Dandy Warhols. This is Today FM. Today FM, playing the music you love. Hey, happy, sunny Thursday. Today FM radio. I'm Ray Foley. JP's around here somewhere as well. Ireland, are we well? Texts, WhatsApps, shout-outs, howie's, hellos. Not just my show, it's your show too. 087 4100102. We've got this Dunadry Hotel and Gardens giveaway. 4-star luxury venue nestled on the banks of the 6 Mile River in the heart of County Antrim. I've been on the website. It looks absolutely gorgeous.
Lovely spot.
I'd love a break. Just you and me, JP, a breakaway.
Oh, right, okay.
That'd be lovely.
How will the lovely Kate feel about that?
Romantic. Lovely Kate. I don't know a lovely...
Hi, this is Darren.
I don't know a lovely Kate.
Darren!
We're trying to call you for the prize.
You texted a second ago.
Jeez,
you took the trouble
Darren.
To type out Antrim and send it to us.
He's out of coverage.
Hi, this is Darren.
1 second. Darren! It's Red Foley here trying to call you for the quiz, Darren. For crying out loud.
1 second. You give me a different number.
Hi, this is Darren.
Darren, you're killing me, bro. I wanted to call you and play the quiz on your behalf for a fabulous breakaway for two in Dunadry Hotel and Gardens.
Will I give him one more shot?
Give him another shot. This is your last one, Darren.
Poor Darren.
Oh, it's ringing.
Darren, answer.
Hello?
Darren!
Hello, how are you,
right? Hello, it's Ray Foley here. How are you, Dazzler? Are you all right?
Not too bad. Yeah. How are you?
You're texting. Do you need a breakaway at Antrim?
I wouldn't say no, yeah.
Have you got somebody to take with you?
I do. I have my beautiful wife, Ellen.
You have a beautiful wife. Well done.
That's
he's got
lucky.
A beautiful
That's actually
wife.
Lucky. Yeah.
Nobody
well
likes
played.
To show off, Darren. You can take what you can get. So where are you in the world?
I'm just in Kilkenny.
Okay. Beautiful Kilkenny. Yeah. How's Kilkenny? Is it sunny in Kilkenny today? I imagine it is.
Oh, yeah, the sunny southeast.
Is there good drying out there, Darren?
Oh, there's great drying, yeah.
Darren, are you dry?
I'm very dry, yeah.
Excellent, that's good to hear. So I should let you know, I'm after leaving a series of abusive voicemails on your... there's no need to listen to them. You can just delete them on the 171. Just pound the 5 button there. I'm going to play the quiz on your behalf. I'm going to win you this break for you and your miss. What's your wife's name?
Ellen.
So yourself and Ellen, lovely break in Antrim. JP's the quiz master.
Yeah.
Do you want to take over there, actually?
Yeah, it's very simple, Darren, actually. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you and Ray 3 questions that are based around Antrim. I need your answer to match Ray's. It's a bit like Mr. and Mrs. if you've seen the TV
show. And I
should
get the answer right then, do I?
Exactly. Okay. If Ray gets the answer wrong, or if you get the wrong answer as well, Darren, you're out.
Okay.
You're gone.
So why
we move on.
Why does the quiz...
Don't question the rules of the quiz, right?
I'm not questioning as such. I'm just asking a question about it for clarification.
Okay.
It's not questioning.
I feel like you're doubting
the
quiz, though.
I'm just asking the question. Why do our
as long as it's coming from a respectful place.
I'm respecting the quiz. I'm asking, though, JP, why do our answers need to match if at the end of the day I'm the one playing the quiz?
I don't make the rules, I just enforce the rules.
And then also, why is it important that I don't hear his answers?
Because I don't want you cheating.
But how is it cheating? Why do they need to match?
Because
I'm the one
rule.
Answering. Why is that the rule? I'm
it's
not questioning.
It feels very much like you're questioning.
I'm not interrogating the integrity of the quiz.
Sorry, I had to overhear this, Darren. I apologise. We should have done this off air. Yeah, sorry. You're still
right,
there,
okay.
Right?
Oh, listen, okay. I'm going to go into the shed of dread.
He's in the isolation chamber. He can no longer hear what we're saying, Darren. It's just you and I. Here is question 1. Are you ready?
Yep.
Good. Which of these celebrities is from Antrim? Liam Neeson. Okay, think about that. Liam Neeson or Liam Hemsworth?
Did you call me?
Whoa, Darren, don't say anything. Why are you out of there?
Did you call me?
No, I didn't.
Is it my turn to come on yet?
For the love of God. I didn't tell you to come out yet.
I'll go back in.
Could you please go back in?
Will
Thanks.
You?
All right, back inside. Apologies. You probably had a time to a second to think about that. Liam Neeson or Liam Hemsworth, who is from Antrim, Darren?
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson, okay, all right. Ray!
No! Now, was that for me then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Which Hiya, Darren.
Sorry?
Hey, I'm back.
How are you going, Ray?
Yeah. So what are we doing?
Just need one correct answer here.
It's the quiz,
I've just got the answer from Darren there. Which of these celebrities, Ray, is from Antrim? Liam Neeson or Liam Hemsworth?
Hemsworth.
Respect
Hemsworth,
the quiz.
100% Hemsworth. Hemsworth, 100%.
Is the wrong answer. It's unlucky. It didn't suit you.
I should have gone for Liam Neeson then.
I have to take what's on the paper.
I'm going back in.
Yeah, he's back inside. He's going back in. There he is. That door is closed. Darren, question number two. Bad luck on the first one. Apologies for Ray there. He got that one wrong for you. Antrim Intercounty GA teams are known as what? The Saffrons or the Basmatis? Like the rice. So with the Saffrons or the Basmatis, think about the county colours. What do you reckon, Darren?
Saffron.
You're going with saffrons.
Hello!
Yeah, Ray, you're just in time, actually. Antrim, their county colours,
yeah,
when they're playing GAA, they're known as the Saffrons or the Basmatis. What's their nickname? Saffrons or Basmatis?
They're both kinds of rice, are they?
They
saffron
are, indeed.
Saffron rice, Basmati rice.
Yeah.
You can get your boil in the bag.
Pilau.
You can get long grain.
Yeah. We know there are other kinds of rice, but that's
okay,
not
sorry. So
pertaining to the question.
Brown, multigrain.
Again, not one of the options.
So what's the question again? Spaghetti? What's the question? Sorry.
GAA teams from Antrim, they're intercounty teams. What's their nickname? The Saffrons or the Basmatis?
I have no idea. I'm flip of a coin.
You're playing on behalf of Darren and Ellen who want to go on a break.
Basmati.
It's the Saffrons again. That's two for two here, Darren. Apologies.
Stupid quiz.
Darren, you've no plans this afternoon, do you? Okay, you're not on a rush or anything. Good man. Third and final one. Ray, come back out of the... Sorry, just important rule.
Do you want me? I was in there.
I have to remind you, the rescue is still in play.
Oh, can I rescue?
You can still rescue.
Okay.
The rescue's still in play.
Have we not done 50 questions at this stage?
Just two. Believe it or not, just two.
Just two?
Yeah.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Wow. It's a quick fire quiz. Can you get back in?
Adios.
He's back inside. Darren, okay. This is the big one. Third question. What is the name of Antrim's number one tourist attraction? Okay, I'm going to give you two options. Is it Ballymena's Tesco Extra? It's huge. Or the Giant's Causeway?
What's the square footage on Ballymena's Tesco Extra?
Why aren't you in the isolation chamber?
Tesco Extra's a fairly small shop. Like, I mean, the extras are the smaller shops, aren't they?
No, that's the Express.
Express. What's Extra then? Extra
is
more.
They're the huge ones.
Really?
Yeah, and then you've got the Metros as well.
Metros, what? There's a big urban area.
Yeah, again, none of these were mentioned in the question.
I'll leave you to it.
Thanks. What do you reckon, Darren?
Giant's Causeway.
You're going with that. Ray, come on. Come on.
Yes?
Third question. This is for the whole hill of beans. What is the name of Antrim's...
Giant's Causeway. I'm going for the Giant's Causeway.
You're correct!
Oh, wonderful news. Darren, are you delighted?
I am, over the moon.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great. Close that door.
Was it worth it, Darren?
Close over that door. There you go.
It was well worth it.
Yourself and Ellen, we've got a lovely, luxurious break for two nights, dinner on both nights, B&B as well, in the fabulous Dunedry Hotel and Gardens, the 4-star luxury venue on the banks of the 6 Mile River in the heart of County Antrim. Well done, sir.
Thanks very much, Ray. Sounds great.
You're welcome, man. Have a good day.
You too.
All the best. Bye.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group. Always the perfect pit stop on your journey.
That went well.
We should do that again tomorrow.
Well, I've got another break to give away, actually, so we might do it again tomorrow. Also, we've built this massive...
Yeah.
What is that? Like, if that's like a garden room or something, is it? What is that? Like, what is? Where do we get that?
I'm not sure. Did it come already...
It's like...
Was it flat pack?
Prefabricated.
Right.
Yeah. So they'll have to take that down tomorrow after the show, will they?
We'll stick it on Gumtree.
Yeah, we'll stick it on Gumtree. See if anyone wants it. Or they'll have to take it down. If they could come and take it down and take it away, that'd be brilliant. Stay on Today FM. We're playing Lil Nas X.
I like the way you move.
The Body Rockers, I like the way. This is Today FM. L, and the music you love. Hi, Ray Foley's my name. My little cuddly friend is JP. Hello. Hello there. Hello, how are you doing? New song from Lil Nas X as well. Desperate, isn't he, Lil Nas X? That's what I want. I want someone to love me and cuddle me and make me a cup of tea. Buy me Jaffa cakes. Take me to the loo. It's all in there. Good song, though, isn't it?
Great song.
So yesterday on the broadcast, we were doing Jamembers, and the Jamember that I was doing was, do you remember frozen lumps of Doner kebabs? Two frozen kebabs in a box. You put them in the microwave and there's like a little frozen sachet of chili sauce that you run it under the hot tab and then you put the chili sauce on the kebab.
Did we establish it was Speedy Chef who originally did that stuff?
Speedy Chef was the brand, and I think we got it in Dunn's, but you might have been able to get it in Lidl's and that kind of thing. Quite a number of people messaged about Iceland. Not the country, the shop. I was asking, where's the nearest Iceland in Dublin City Centre, which is where we broadcast from here at Today FM. I could tell you where all of the Icelands are in Cork, because we talked about Iceland pretty much every morning when I was in Cork. Then last night when I was going to bed, on my Insta, I saw that Iceland has started following me. The shop, not the... Again, the shop, okay, not the country. Okay. Not the consulate.
That would really help your numbers, wouldn't it?
All of Iceland. They put out a cross-country, a nationwide alert in, I don't know, Icelandish. They all started following me all of a sudden on my Insta. No, just the one. It was the shop, Iceland. And then I arrived into work this afternoon.
What did we get in the post?
Let's play What Did We Get in the Post. Now, I've a fair idea what we got in the post, because it's a massive Iceland bag with Iceland written across the front of it.
That's a telltale sign, yeah.
And bear in mind, they started following me on Insta last night, and we were talking about Iceland and Doner kebabs on the broadcast yesterday.
You say massive. How massive is it? That's massive.
That massive.
It's massive. How many dead pigs are in there? How much Doner kebab? What's a dead lamb?
I was
a
just
sheep.
Wondering, what's it made out of?
It'd be a sheep.
It's normally unidentifiable meat. Mm. It's usually 2 o'clock in the morning. And an unidentifiable meat of some kind. That's not to say that that's what Iceland are putting in theirs. But it's, I don't care what it is, as long as it's tender and delicious and in the flatbread or in a pita of some description.
It's going to be disappointing if there's nothing kebab related in that massive bag.
Imagine if they just sent me like loads of fresh vegetables just to really cheese me off. Shall we?
Go on. It's so big, it's got a zip.
I can actually smell garlic coming out there. Oh, hang on.
What?
They're after sending me a load of fresh vegetables.
It's for your own good, Foley. Iceland have decided.
Onions.
How many onions you got there? About seven.
A bag of onions.
Good.
A netted bag of onions. They're from handy. Iceland.
You can cook anything with those. Mostly onions, though.
Fresh lettuce. A head of fresh lettuce from Iceland.
That's a butterhead lettuce there.
By the way, dear listeners, Ireland, we should let you know, there's a big... We're broadcasting in one studio and there's another studio next door, a big glass window in front of us. And the entire Last Word team, including Matt, are in the next room preparing for their broadcast at 4:30. And they're watching us opening a bag with me taking onions and lettuce. That's what's happening here. What's that? Oh, Doner kebab meat. This is the meat I was talking about.
Oh, excellent.
600 delicious grams of... meaty Doner kebab famous. There's more of it. There's sauce. There's pitas. There's peppers. Looks like I'm making... Oh, hang on. And there's a cream egg dessert there I have to put in there as
oh,
well.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, guys. Well, thank you very much to the ice, to all of the Icelandic people. Thank you very much. Oh, that was absolutely gorgeous.
It smells very garlic in here now, doesn't it? Can you spare an onion?
I can give you an onion.
I'll take one.
They're a nightmare to open the bag, though, isn't it?
Yeah. It'll hurt your fingers now.
I mean, I'll just take the break. Take the ad break. Okay. Ray Foley. Hi, see ya! Hold tight, Spice Girls. This is Today FM. Spicing up your life every afternoon between 2 and 4.30.
Yeah, okay.
Don't say I are okay. If you do, you'll hear this noise. We'll terminate the call forthwith. I think I can do some radio here. You like some radio?
Yeah, it's about that time.
How much have we got in vouchers for Supermax giveaway?
€20 voucher.
Oh, wow. Lower again for some reason. Although I could top you up with some frozen doner kebab meat.
Okay.
If you like. Don't say I are okay. No hesitation, no repetition, and judge's decision is final. Today FM radio. Hello. Hello, who's that? Hello?
Hello, yeah.
Hello, Paul. There you are. What's your name?
Paul.
Paul, how are you, Paul?
Good, you?
I'm merely surviving, struggling through another broadcast. What are you doing today, sir?
Just finished work.
Sorry, what?
I just finished work.
Oh, finished work. What do you work at?
Working in a creamery.
In a creamery? Which one?
In Tipperary.
In Tipperary, very good. Well, hi to everyone in Tipperary creamery. What are you doing for the rest of the day? Any plans?
No.
Okay. What TV show are you watching at the moment? Are you in the middle of anything?
No, nothing good at the moment.
There's nothing good at the moment. What was the last thing you watched then?
What a shame.
Did he say Eeyore?
Did he? Eeyore. That's a blast from the past. I think there were 19 series of Eeyore.
Thanks for that, JP. Today FM, hello.
I was reading about it yesterday.
Hello there, who's that?
Roisin from Dungarvan.
Roisin, Dungarvan. Beautiful Waterford. I'd say it's nice in Dungarvan today, is it, Roisin?
Yes, it is lovely.
I did say yeah, and judge's decision is final anyway.
Yeah, or was it a yes?
I'm fairly sure it was a yeah.
Yeah. Radio today. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Dara.
Dara?
That's right.
That's right. Dara, you're live. What's your situation? Where are you?
I'm in Mitchelstown, County Cork.
I've heard of it. What's it like in Mitchelstown today?
Amazing as always.
As always, of course, always. Hail, rain, or shine, it's amazing in Mitchelstown, is what they always say.
Have you been to the That's caves? Right.
The Mitchelstown.
I have indeed.
It's one cave, isn't it? It's the Mitchelstown Cave, and it's the Aloe Caves.
I thought it was a series of caves.
I think it's just a cave. Is it a cave? Darren? Darren?
Dara? Right.
Dara?
Dara.
That's right.
Dara. Dara.
That's right.
It is Dara, yeah?
That's right.
I'm going to continue calling you Dara for the rest of the call, okay?
You can?
I can. I'll do that then. So are you married? What's your situation?
I'm not. I've got a girlfriend.
A girlfriend? Well, look at you. You got a girlfriend, everybody.
I got a girlfriend.
What's her name?
Eva.
How long you go out together?
5 years.
You can treat her to a Supermax on Ray Foley. There you go. You've won.
Dara.
Only because I'm out of time, Dara. Go on. Never call this number again. Lots of love,
Thank
pal.
You.
Have a good day. Bye, bye, bye.
Thanks.
I'm on Creep today, FM. I remember everything. Portugal, the man, and feel it still. This is Today FM. Hello. And the music you love. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, joining us on the broadcast this afternoon, friend of the show, lovely man, all-round legend, and hilarious. Oh, JP, what are you doing now? Oh, for the love of God. Fred Cook is here, everybody. Yay! Fred Cook is on the show. Oh, well, there you are.
I'm so happy to be back. It's been too long.
Yeah, well, you know. you joined us, Fred, for the... The Masked Busker. In fairness, you did all of the heavy lifting. JP, what are you doing?
I'm trying to start out the headphones. Why didn't we do this earlier?
Poor old Fred.
I just told him to put headphones on.
No, wait, okay. One second. Hang on. Just take it this way. Here.
I'm okay for them.
For God's sake.
Give us the headphones.
Do you know what?
Give it here.
Where
are they plugged in?
It's like you got...
Jesus. Just follow the cable back. Give the man his head.
It's like the visitors didn't tell you you're calling around to the house. It's not clean, is it? put me in the clean room, lads.
Will you have a cup of tea? Put him in the good room.
There you go.
There
you go.
The headphones. Put on the headphones if you like. If you want to, but you don't have to. Okay. Some people are comfortable with the headphones. Some people don't like them. How are you?
Look, I'm delighted. I'm back on the road, Joe, and I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the freedom of it. Joe, I've a beautiful 18-month-old son now, and he's not sleeping that well at the moment, so now I think it's time to break America.
It'll take 5 years. Yeah, probably a good idea. Yeah. 18 months?
18 months, yeah.
And is he sleeping through... Ted, this is Ted?
Ted.
Baby Ted.
Yeah, baby Ted.
And is he sleeping through the night?
Oh, he is. He's good. He wakes through the bottle, and he'll... But do you know what, times teething as well.
Oh, right.
Teething as well. Yeah, so, kind of stuff, yeah. Uh-huh. But you know, it's great. It's much easier a year later. You know what I mean? Like, it's Julie and I, like, in lockdown, we were up a mountain in Kerry, not knowing what to do. So then we says, let's have a baby.
Well, doesn't make sense. It is the ultimate, like, yeah. It's either a Nintendo Switch, Apple Arcade subscription, yeah, exactly, yeah. Or have a baby. It will certainly keep you busy. Yeah. This is Julie J.
My new wife.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Very recently you got married. How was the wedding?
Yeah, we got married. It was wonderful. It was just so nice to see comedians, you know what I mean? Like, and you know, to be out as well. And it was strange. I know Eric Lawler said this as well, but like, we had a child, we got married, and then hopefully now next week we'll go on our first date. we're doing everything, but just in a different order. Do you know what I mean?
That's normal now, though.
It's a bit of that, yeah.
Absolutely. Was there a load of comedians at your wedding?
There was loads, yeah. And there was Carl Spain as well. Hey! There's a text coming in from Limerick.
Nasty WhatsApp voice notes coming in. Do you get on then with, like, because you've been on the Irish comedy circuit and scene.
Yeah.
For several, how long has it been?
I've been full-time now 11 years.
That's not great, isn't it?
Long-ass time.
Yeah.
So.
And then, like, because like with any industry, there's like people who get on with each other, then there's people closer than others, and there's little groups and that kind of thing. Do you have your own sort of core group of best pals?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You know, Mr. Tommy Tiernan's a good friend of mine.
Tommy, pretty tight, I'd say, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And, do you know, I do. I love Carl. Do you know, Chris Kent, Grode Farley. Obviously my wife. I can't believe she came in number 5 there. So that's terrible.
The longer you're together, the lower down the list you're going. Yeah. I suppose people ask you all the time, like, two comedians living together. I guess it's not what we, like, from the outside would be going, actually, they're always telling jokes to each other, they're always coming up with jokes, they're always laughing and joking. I mean, real life has to happen. Like, you need to wake up in the middle of the night.
Oh, completely, yeah. And, you know, talk about food and clothes and stuff like that, and all that kind of crack. But but we do have fun, and I do think, you know what I mean, I remember my friend's dad, who was a poet, and his wife hated him writing poetry, and she'd get embarrassed if, you know, he appeared in the Anglo-Celt or something like this with a poem. And I always said growing up, if I need to marry someone who not only lets me live my passion but understands it. So, like, marrying a comedian and someone as beautiful as Julie J, well, that, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It was win-win. It was really win-win. But there's all that as well, you know what I mean? Like, we don't talk shop. We don't talk comedy so much as, you
as
know.
As people would think,
I say, not at all. Not at all, no.
And then what about, like,
but there was a moment there last week. I was gigging at the Patrick's Day event, and Julie was gigging at it the day beforehand.
Right.
And so I had Ted, her son. So she flew in and she flew back, and then I drove to the airport in Farran Fora with Ted to hand the baby over. I got the plane to Dublin. Poor Ted thought he was going on holidays. He's like, what?
We're not going anywhere. No, you're staying here. You're the ball and chain. I was wondering, like, as a couple then, would you go to gigs together, or is that just two... into like industry? And then if you were to go to a gig or a show, like a stand-up gig or a comedy gig, would you be like the two of you working at it in the sense of like watching it or thinking, how did they do that, or how could that be improved?
We would we haven't been to a stand-up gig as far as being an audience members in a long time, you know what I mean? But we would,
and
a lot of the comedians as well, we'd kind of know the Irish comedians out there, we'd know their stuff. At this stage, a lot of their stuff, like, so, because we're always kind of, so we gig a lot together as well, and it was good fun. I was telling Julie today, but I went to Edinburgh and was in the audience of a show in Edinburgh, and there was two people in the audience, right? That was me and a reviewer. It's that fine line between comedy and hostage situation. It was a nightmare. But because he was a reviewer, I felt this incredible, had to laugh all the time. How is he coming up with it? Fair play to him. This must have been one of the greatest gigs ever. So showing
support, and it's like, I find this hilarious. I'm showing you all this respect. I'm loving you, loving your work.
But that's what I love. I love the road. I love the stories, and you know, the crack of it. Even, you know, I'm in the Glen Royal in Kildare, and I can't. Last time I gigged there, I was it was a meal deal. I didn't know about this, that you could have a meal at that comedy.
Great. So, that's great. I mean, I'm
yeah,
sold.
Yeah, which is that's not the funny bit, because they do amazing food in the Glen Royal. But there was a guy in the audience with his partner, and he was looking at me going, "I just wanted the burger. What's happening here?"
I'm getting Fred Cook along with the burger. All I wanted was a few chips, some mayonnaise. That'd be ideal. Fred Cook, the hilarious and gorgeous Fred Cook, is here. More Fred after Westlife.
This is Today FM.
Westlife, when you're looking like that, Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. JP's around here somewhere as well.
Right here, right.
And joining us in studio is the one and only Fred Cook.
Hi, Fred.
The hilarious, the inimitable Fred Cook. Do you want to put your headphones on, or would you turn them off?
The headphones on.
It's just, if they're on, it's fine, but if they're off and around your neck, they'll make a squeaky noise on the on the feedbacks on the microphone. What's the scientific term for that? Feedback.
Feedback, Ray. You nailed it. Yeah.
Thank you, man. I think Fred's great. I love the melodic has.
Oh, I've got it in my bag.
Do you?
I've won my bag.
You're joking. It's almost like we set this up. PJ texted. PJ Kavanagh.
PJ.
I'm not going to tell you where PJ's texting from, because he asks, he says, please ask Fred what his favourite comedy club is.
Oh, it's obviously Kavanagh's in Port Leash.
You're absolutely right.
There's a brown envelope coming my way now, that's it.
Yeah, and another booking in Port Leash.
Yeah, and I'm there tomorrow night. I'm gigging there tomorrow night in Cavendish in Port Leash. So it's such a joy. I love coming back to these places, you know what I mean? I love it.
It's been shut down for so... Have you... Because of lockdowns in the last 2 years, and then there's an element then as well, now that everything's opened up, and there's another surge at the moment. But thankfully, deaths are not high, and there's no panic. There's no need for panic. But... When it's opened up again, have you found that there's some places that are like, we're going out, we're going to have a good time, and then there might be other areas that are like, oh, geez, I'm not going out yet, I'm going to take it easy.
I do find there's a celebration of live performance. I went to one venue and I says, I haven't performed here in 2 years, and I got a big, massive round of applause at the start.
Isn't that lovely?
But I had to be honest with them. I said, now the gig I did before that was also a 2 year gap.
They want me to come back.
COVID. And they're like, well, we keep clapping anyway, you know. So there's that feeling, there's real celebration to be, and you can see it. It's class, like. Yeah. And
when are you going to Dundalk? Because JP's from Dundalk.
Yeah.
You can stay in JP's.
You're on the guest list. You get to meet me before and after the gig.
That's cool.
You want to stay in the family house? You can do if you want.
You can stay in the spare room at JP's house.
Can I say something to you, JP? You don't have a Dundalk accent. How long were you living there for a day?
I was just passing through.
Yeah.
I suppose you've gone longer from Dundalk now than you ever were there originally.
That's true.
I have a more Dundalk accent than you are, because I do think when you get on N52, your tongue becomes more paralysed. Like Dundalk, they don't use their tongue at all. How are you? How are you doing? this is actually anywhere in Louth. This is a bird party in Dundalk. Happy birthday, who are you? Happy birthday, who are you?
It's going to be a quiet night then in the spirit store.
Dundalk, I'm sorry, please come see me.
When is it? When are you in Dundalk? What's the date in Dundalk?
I'm in Dundalk on the 8th of April.
Right, and I've got other dates there actually as well. Please help.
8th of April. So
wait, actually, hang on. Oh my God. So there's Port Leash, that's Kavanagh's Comedy Club.
Tomorrow night,
Shout out to PJ. And then Westgrow, you're in Clane. On the 4th, hang on a second.
2nd of April.
Yeah. All right, it's the other way around. This is American dating.
I know what you're saying. You have an American website.
Do you know the 4th?
The months and the days are the wrong way around.
They're the other way around. So then the 6th of April, you're in Whelan's in Dublin.
Yeah.
The 9th of April, you correct me if I'm wrong here now. The 9th of April, you're in Coughlin's in Cork.
In Cork, yeah. Can't wait, bye.
And shout out to the Cork Massive, Honda Rebels. And then the 29th of April, you're going to be in Kells. Yeah.
And you know, Kells is a hard push, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah,
because there's a feeling about, because I love Kells, my hometown. Yeah. I grew up in it more than you grew up in Dundalk. And
shaming me today. His visits home. Yeah. He goes home more regularly. Fred.
No, but I remember my friend's dad saying to me, he goes, why would you, he goes, he goes, why would you pay €15 to see Fred cocking Kells when you can see him walk down the main street for nothing?
He's there the week.
And well, in a way, he's right.
I suppose that's the nature of the home gig, yeah. And yeah, then there's plenty of people that would know you, I suppose.
So do come see me in Kells.
Kells, the Headford Arms in Kells on the 29th of April, and then the 6th of May, you're in the Glen Royal.
Yeah, and Tralee as well. Tralee as well. My wonderful wife and I, we're doing a show together.
Okay.
And I think we're going to call it Getting Out for the Night. It's more of a night out for us than the audience.
The any excuse to get out for the evening tour, and it's just one night, and it's going to be Tralee.
There might be like a 2-year-old doing sound. We don't know yet.
Yeah, start them young, man. Start them young. Right, well, Fred, it's been a pleasure seeing you again, man. You're such a beautiful man. And again, thank you so much for your help.
It's mighty crack.
On the masked busker, because we the masked busker idea, JP came up with it. Well, apparently some,
Was it a TV show?
ITV. Have you heard of ITV?
Yeah.
They were doing it first, apparently, and then JP came up with the idea of doing it on the radio. And then you did it, all of it. You did
a lot
music,
of people thought it was Tommy Tiernan when I gave it to I Don't Know Who to Guess Are Either, is it?
Yeah, so loads of people thought it was Tommy Tiernan.
And I think the person who won the competition didn't even tell me it was Tommy Tiernan.
I think he guessed a few people. He guessed Tommy Tiernan initially, and then he got you afterwards. Yeah. But thank you. But you did so much on that for us, like arranging the songs and the lyrics and editing it and everything. You did so much. You're amazing.
If you see me live on stage, I'm a musical comedian, so music and comedy are my passions. I'm mad about it, and so to do something like that, I love it. I really love it. You know, the preparation and that. So thanks again.
And how was it working with Ray Foley actually in the studio?
I worked with Ray before.
I'm a bit of a diva in studio. Yeah,
I worked with him. I worked with you on the 6 o'clock show a few times.
Yeah, so absolutely. Yeah,
exactly.
We go way back.
Me and Fred are like that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. We grew up together
in Kells. Yeah, it's true. Why would you go and see us on stage when you can see us walking down the street, hand in arm in arm, the mid street? Ladies and gentlemen, Fred Cook, everybody. Are you picking a song? What song did you want? Was it R.E.M. you said you wanted?
R.E.M. The Sidewinder Sleeps Tonight. Because I was listening to Automatic from the people on the way down here, and I still can't work out what he's saying in the chorus.
Okay, well, we'll work it out next. I'm going to play it next. R.E.M. Fred Cook, what a legend. What a beauty.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. R.E.M. The Sidewinder Sleeps Tonight. Today FM. And the music you love. Fred Cook is still here, everybody.
Are you going to tell him when to leave? Because I thought he would have been gone by now. We played the song and I expected him to leave, but he didn't.
It's funny, there was a good 40 seconds in the middle there of that song where none of the three of us were speaking, and I kind of thought Fred is going to go, well, see you soon now, bye. I'll be off.
I mean, we kept saying thanks for coming in, like, several times.
Here, Fred, thank you so much for coming. Here's your quote of Watch Your Hurry. actually, we weren't listening to R.E.M. because we were actually just chatting about comedy and stuff. Fred Cook is still here, by the way. Yeah, Fred, just so you
know. Sorry, guys, I didn't know when my time was up.
You didn't see the red light, no?
No. when the light went down, when the light goes off. The text on R.E.M. Sidewinder Sleeps Tonight, you were talking about the lyrics, Fred.
Yeah.
What are the words to that song? I hear Tony Jamaica Man and How Much I Pay for Them from Shane H. Hey Ray, the Sidewinder sleeps tonight. Call me when you try to wake her up. So glad you're back. Used to listen to you religiously. It's about a guy sleeping in a phone box. Love it. What? Used to listen to. So me is about a guy sleeping in a phone box. No.
No, you're confusing two things.
Different things there. Amy, sweetheart, thank you very much. Lads, the lyric in the chorus of the Sidewinder Sleeps Tonight is call me if you try to wake her up. Is it? Call me if you try wake her up. From Neil in Dublin, and it's fairly well documented that Michael Stipe is saying coming in to wake her up. Well, Carl, thank you so much for clearing that up for us. I'm sure Google would have gotten the result for us as well. But that's if we operated in a world that was aware of Google, there would be no radio. There would
be songs.
There'd just be all songs. Coming in to wake her up. In fact, Stipe got particularly, this is from Carl, Stipe got particularly testy many years ago in an interview with our own Ian Dempsey.
Well, you would, wouldn't you?
When he asked him what he was saying from Cahill. Oh, God.
You don't want to upset Michael Stipe when you're talking to him. And Ian Dempsey is so cuddly.
This is it. Ian's lovely. You just wouldn't wish it on him.
Reflects badly on Michael Stipe, I think, if he's getting annoyed at Ian Dempsey.
And it must be a thing that he would have gotten, in general, down through the years with that song.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's, you know, I've been listening to that song now maybe 29 years, and I've only got an answer today. So thanks for watching.
Well, you're very welcome. Google as well. So no.
I've never had Wi-Fi on my phone.
Well, that's it. Well, actually, just forget it. And the next time you need an answer to any question, come back in for an interview. We'll plug a few dates and we'll answer any of the most important questions for you. Fred Cook, everybody.
Thanks for having me.
Goodbye
now.
So,
would anyone like a Chinese?
Jerry Chinese. Bruce, new song. This is Today FM.
Today FM news. More on The Last Word at 4:30.
Hop the yard! Hopper das, Ben.
Hop. Yep.
Honda boys.
Sucking diesel and that.
Are you keeping her lit, Ben? Is she lit?
She's always lit.
Good. She does.
What does that even mean?
She is her preferred pronoun when it comes to the litness.
Yes.
Stop the light.
Is the yard a she?
Is the yard a she? Has she been gendered?
I don't think so.
Hang on. Is up the yard? How's she cutting? And that's the turf, isn't it? That's a turf reference. Yeah. But you won't be cutting turf in your yard because your mammy would be coming out the back door. You've fallen into a hole where you've been cutting turf. I mean, that's the laziest.
Why are you building a house in a bog?
Well, this is it. It'd be sinking. Your house is sinking. Yet again, you've made some poor decisions there. So first of all, building the house in the bog, it's sinking into the bog. You go out the back door, you cut the turf, and then mammy goes out the back door and she falls into the hole that you've been digging to cut the various turfs.
Can you tell we're going for pints after the show?
Honor that. Bray Foley. WhatsApp's 0874-100-102. Sunny and beautiful Ramsgrange in Wexford. Ramsgrange! Oh, yeah! Currently enjoying an ice cream in the sun with my 6-year-old twins, my 4-year-old and my 3-year-old. It's from Shelley. Sunny here in Leash. Sunny Leash! Ooh! Specifically, the south-facing slopes of the Schlieve Blue Mountains in Leash. Ed Sheeran's and Shivers, Today FM, and the music you love. Good afternoon. Hi. Hello. Sunshine. Feeling sunny, feeling bright, feeling effervescent. My name's Ray Foy, it's JP.
Hi.
You feeling effervescent?
Bubbly, yeah.
Yeah. Like a Rubex in a chilled glass of water. So I was asking, is it sunny where you are? Are you enjoying the sunshine? And, because there's always one. The minute you start saying, oh, isn't it lovely out there? You get a bunch of texts going, actually, it's raining here. Actually, it's been raining here for the last 10, 15 minutes.
Ray, spare a thought for the expats. Expat. I'm up here in the Arctic Circle and it's freezing. It's unfair.
I'm coming for pints too, Ray and JP, and cocktails. Coming for cocktails as well. Well, you're paying for them yourself. You're not in our round. I'll pay €15 for a cocktail for you when the rest of us are on pints. I just got tomorrow off too. Got tomorrow off as well. Denise and Cork, well done. Sunny here in Kilkenny. Sunny Kilkenny. I might throw some eggs on the bonnet of the Corolla to see if they fry or slowly, disappointingly slide off and down the headlights from Sean. We've all done that. I haven't done it on the bonnet of the car, but I have done it on the tarmac. You know the thing, it's like, it's the hottest day of the year, the eggs will fry in the tarmac. You crack open an egg, you put it on the tarmac, and nothing happens because it's not actually that hot.
Do you remember chewing tarmac when it melted when you were a child?
Chewing tarmac?
Yeah, off the road. When you never did this. It's either I remember somebody doing it or I was the person who did it. When tarmac would bubble up and melt, you were like,
I remember tarmac bubbling up and melting.
Yeah.
Are you telling me you take melted tarmac off the road?
It looks like licorice.
And put it in your mouth and chew on it. Kids, do not do this. This is horrific. If you do this, this is what you'll get.
The reason I'm 5'7".
It stunted his growth. You would have been, what, about 4 then at the time? 4 or 5?
Never grew again.
Never grew. Another inch after that. Actually, I'm pretty stunted myself, actually, at the moment. I've got my knees are absolutely destroyed.
They're not getting better.
I took a fall in France. I was telling you on Tuesday, I took a fall in France. And my right knee is all right, but that was the okay one.
Mm.
But the old lefty's not doing too good at all, actually.
Give it a go.
Oh, I don't know. Oh. Oh, it's not too bad now again.
You say that. Oh. Well, it's kind of greenish now.
I was talking.
Don't pick at it.
I was. It's only a little bit of the side, a dry bit.
I was on Insta yesterday talking about it, my wound. It's like a skin. It's a skinny. I skinned to my knees. Skinned.
Like really badly.
This is when I was on holidays over the weekend. I absolutely destroyed myself in a fall. Skinned both of my knees, but one of them particularly bad, the left one. And it's slowly getting better, but it's having its dodgy moments. So I was talking about a dodgy moment yesterday on my Insta. And who gets back?
Who?
On the DMs. The one and only. The doctor is in the house. A medical professional, no less. Dr. Ciara Kelly on my DMs.
The good doctor. Okay.
Well, it's Ciara Kelly, so I presume it's actually... Do you know what? It could just be a girl called Ciara Kelly giving me advice. I think it's the actual good doctor herself, Ciara Kelly. She said, it might be infected. She said, clean it with some salty water, I think, or some Dettol-y water, which is always a good fix, I think. That's her medical advice. She works in the building, doesn't she?
She does. Works downstairs, actually.
She works in News Talk Radio. Although our paths have not crossed since I started working back here again. But Ciara Kelly works in the building. Funny story. Last week or the week before, I saw her on the street, Ciara Kelly. And of course, nearby, of course I'd see her on the street. It's only around the corner. I went, Mrs. Howard! Because I know her from like the 6 o'clock show and just generally around. I'm crossing the road. She's walking along on the other side of the road as I'm crossing over towards her. She's walking along, got a pair of sunglasses on. Mrs. How are you?
She loved that, didn't she?
Not Ciara Kelly.
Oh,
it
no.
wasn't her. No. Lady that looks like Ciara Kelly in the vicinity of the building where the radio station is that Ciara Kelly works in. However, not Ciara Kelly. Anyway, I need to call down to News Talk, get some Dettol of Ciara and a prescription. Right, crank it up. It's a lovely sunny day in Ireland. Corner shop, brimful of Asha, today FM. Like my timing's just ever so I'm just nearly there.
Just off.
It's nearly there. Little Mix, Black Magic, Today FM, playing the music you love. And a reminder for you, it is a rollover. It was at 18,193 euro and 24 cent for the Today FM cash machine. It's a
rollover. Rollover. Rollover.
So it's gonna go above 20. Let's find out how much it's worth with Matt Cooper after 4:30 today. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. Disappointing, I know, yeah. We didn't get to do Ed Sheeran's Shivers, where Ed Sheeran exclusively reveals that his song, Shivers, was actually written specially for all the Siobhans he's met over the course of his career in Ed Sheeran's Shivers. We didn't get to do Mary and Francis Black Magic. Where Mary and the sister of Francis, they come in and showcase their magic show in Black Magic. As part of their show-stopping illusion, Mary Black saws Francis Black in half.
Wow.
And then puts her back together in her exciting feature, Black Magic. And we didn't get to do Perry Salted Nuts, where Perry Edwards from Little Mix comes in and lets us taste test her range of salted nuts in Perry Salted Nuts. Maybe we'll get to do it on the broadcast tomorrow. I don't know. Maybe we will. Pints. Come back on from two. Pints? Anyone? Pints?
Ray Foley.
First decision of the morning. A creamy mocha frappuccino drink? Or will we ease into the day with a sweet vanilla? Maybe a smooth caramel? Ooh, what about that white chocolate mocha? No matter which flavor you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Better coffee starts a better day. Start with bottled Starbucks Frappuccino drinks. Pick up a bottle near you wherever you buy your groceries.